What's up, fellas? So I had a loyal patron supporter that said, ain't being a beta male provider okay? Aren't you getting an even exchange? All right, sex, so, oh, cool. Hey, I'm helping out. What's the big fucking deal? I'm getting ass. She get a little cash or a little financial support. What's the big deal with that? So I'm finna sit here and give y'all guys 10 reasons why not to accept being a beta male provider. And for all my guys over here, that are in abundance and stuff, to you this video might not make no sense, but what happens is you have some guys who just can't move past their insecurities, so they just relegated themselves to being a beta male provider for life. That's why I want to make this video. So to guys like me who think we sexy and think we have something to offer women other than our wallet, it's a lot of guys over here who just, for whatever reason, just cannot move past their insecurities. Whether they too short, too skinny, can't build no muscle, little acne on their face, whatever the fuck it is, right? Or they just think they ugly in the face and they just can't move past that. So, you know, they say, hey, miss, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go and get on my purpose. I'm going to get my shit together and I'm going to go out and attract the finest woman I can with what I can provide her. What's so wrong with that? All right, so first of all, you need to get past those insecurities and you just need to accept them. All right, every time I make an insecurity video, y'all guys ever notice that I'm always naming something else wrong with my ass? Y'all guys ever know that? Like, I just keep, like, goddamn, every time I do an insecurity video, it's like I come out with something else wrong with my ass. First, I said my hairline receding. Then, I said my goddamn, I'm pigeon-toed. Goddamn, what else I'm gonna come out with? Like, goddamn, I got one ball, so. Guys, like, I'm gonna stop doing insecurity video because every time I do one, y'all know I talk like I'm autistic. Every time I do one, it's like I come up with another goddamn flaw. All right, so I'm gonna stop making insecurity videos. But the point being is, I just accept mine and I fucking move on, right? So you guys just gotta accept your insecurities. But I'm gonna give you 10 reasons why you should not accept being a beta male provider. All right, as in, you don't have enough sex appeal to attract a woman off of who you are. Alright. First one, guys, the sex ain't the same. Alright. For all you guys who just always been the beta male provider and shit like this, and the reason I know this, guys, because I've played the beta male provider before to get ass. Alright. But the date, not in the relationship, to date. Okay. And so I can tell you, as a beta male provider, you get that transactional sex that, you know, that I don't want to fuck you, but I got to fuck you because I got to throw you a bone every now and then. Okay, come on. You get that dead, you know, that dead girl laying in the bed. She ain't into it. She ain't passionate sex. Yeah, that's what you get. You don't get that rump sex. You don't get that she throwing it back, about to break your goddamn back in half. You don't get that. You don't get your balls licked. You don't get your dick sucked and swallowed and all this other shit. You know, when you get your dick sucked for your birthday. Okay, guys? So that right there, is a deal breaker for me. I don't want that transactional sex. I want that freaky sex. All right, that passionate sex. Okay, she'll initiate fucking sex. You don't even fucking get that. She won't even ever initiate it. Well, when you with a girl who lusts after you and shit like that, the woman initiate. And for all y'all guys, just for put this out there, that type of shit when a woman look, that builds your confidence even more. So for all you guys know, when you got a woman that's lusting after you genuinely, that builds your confidence even more. Do y'all guys understand that? So you need that internal validation. Well, you don't need it. Some of us got it just naturally, but it damn sure helps when you got a woman that naturally lusts for you. Okay, guys? But that's number one right there, guys. The sex is not the fucking same. Any of you guys out there that's getting that transactional sex, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. You get the bare fucking minimum. Okay, guys? Number two, everyone knows she's only with you because you're a provider. And for all you guys that's wondering, how would people know that? Anybody observant like me, I could check a body language. See, what ends up happening, I want you guys to pay attention for now. Next time you go out to dinner or something like that, what I want you to do is I want you to look around, just people watch for just a little bit, and just watch how many women are not into the date. They out with a beta male provider. Just check and just see how many women are kind of like looking around or on their phone or feeling around. They out with a beta male provider. When you out with a woman that views you as an alpha male or a high value male, what you'll see is you have all her undivided attention. Okay, guys? If you, any of y'all guys remember that big booty African chick I had a couple of years back, I'd be out with this bitch all everywhere. She just, I don't even think she looking for an attachment or looking for a dude. I think every dude she deals with, she only sees a beta male provider. So she kind of all over the place. I couldn't hardly stand to be out with that bitch. Shit was a fucking annoying. I couldn't even stand to be out with that bitch. Okay, guys? So that's why you don't want to. Now, that's good. I tolerated it to fuck. But as soon as I fucked, I got the hell out of there. I ain't get the fuck on out of here. When you dealing with these girls who view you as a beta male provider, usually just keep it moving, guys. Because that shit, first of all, it's embarrassing, right? Girl to be around, you out with a girl out, and she just everywhere, she into everything but you. First of all, that's embarrassing, okay? You don't want to do that. And second thing is, it'll lower your self-esteem when you deal with women like that, all right? If you continuously deal with, it'll start to lower your self-esteem. It'll start to make you feel like, man, maybe I am a beta male provider. Maybe I don't got no sex appeal. So you don't want to hang around women like that too long. Okay, guys? And for all you guys that are wondering, like, why some fine women have that low self-esteem, though they've been fine, probably been in a relationship with a dude who treated them just like that, who made them didn't feel sexy, a guy who probably stopped fucking them a long time ago, and it lowered their self-esteem. Do y'all guys understand that? So you don't want to be in that same situation where you with a woman who treats you like this. Well, it starts to kill your self-esteem and confidence. All right, number three, it lowers your self-esteem and value, what I was just talking about. So for long, guys, if you deal with these type of women, you'll start to just accept being a beta male provider. So if you get in a relationship with this, this becomes you. This is what you tolerate. This becomes your new normal, okay? So if you 25 years old and you accept being a beta male provider with every woman, that becomes you, and you only focus on what you can provide a woman. You never look at yourself as somebody, how can I attract a woman with my sex appeal? It only becomes about, well, what I can provide. Okay, guys? Number four, women always cheat on beta male providers. So if you become a beta male provider with a woman, right, and you just say, hey, I got my shit together, I got this dime, what ends up happening is you'll always be having those insecurities. Now, the reason why you're going to have those insecurities is women cheat on you. And what women do is when they fucking around on you, what they do is from time to time they'll slip, but you can't catch them fully. But you'll just know that shit didn't add up right. Y'all guys understand what I'm saying? You'll just know, man, why she didn't return my call for 3 hours? Well, her phone went dead. Well, it could have went dead, but shit just don't fucking add up. So you'll go crazy half the fucking time, because half the time you'll stumble up on some shit and you'll catch in some shit and you might can't catch her, but you just know that shit just don't fucking add up. So you always end up chasing your tail, and it comes to a situation where you really start to just fucking trying to catch her cheating, which you probably never will. You'll just catch shit not adding up all the fucking time. So that's another thing why you don't want to be a self being a beta male provider. She will cheat on you. I only feel like a woman won't cheat on you if she views you as an alpha male and chasing your validation. Any of us guys who have tried to take a girl from a dude that he had more than SAS, and let's just say you feel like you look better than the dude she's with, or you had more to offer than the dude she's with, but she was attached to that dude. Any dude would tell you they've encountered those women that didn't give a fuck because she was attached to that dude. She was crazy about that dude. The only time that happens and that works is if the woman views the guy as a beta male provider and she's just with him for what he can provide. And another reason, a woman will cheat. Let me just say this. A woman will cheat on a guy she proceeds, and this will just be extenuating circumstances, right, to get even. Okay, so a woman, I done cheated on a couple of girls. I slept with a couple of girls that had boyfriends and obviously was in love with them. But they caught the boyfriend cheating, or fucking around. And so they was having get even sex, right? And after I had sex with them, I never heard from them again. Not that I wasn't trying you. Of course, I want to get the free pussy some more. Never heard. And they little psych, and they little crazy head, this makes them feel better. Like they say, two wrongs don't make a right, but a damn sure make you feel better. That's kind of like what it was with women. Like, okay, two wrongs don't make a right, but this cheating makes it feel like we even. All right? So in that situation, if a woman views you as an alpha male and she catch you cheating, you always got to watch your back because she want to have that get even. So she don't want to feel like you got one up on her. Like, you cheated, okay, I get a free, get out of jail free card, okay? And so that makes her feel better. Like, okay, he cheated, I cheated, we even. Okay, but that's extenuating circumstances. That's just assuming that you in a relationship with a woman and you cheating, she want to get even. Okay, that's the only time I've seen it happen. Other than that, women won't give me the fucking time of day. And those women actually told me the situation. They basically told me the fucking situation that they had boyfriend. They called him cheating, and they pretty much said without saying, this is getting even. Crazy, right? All right, next, guys. Even when she's not cheating, you'll feel like she's cheating. And guys, that comes from the lack of affection. So let's just hypothetically say the woman is not cheating on you, right? Let's just hypothetically say she's playing everything, she's doing everything right. That lack of affection, that cold room, always makes you feel like, well, who she's being affectionate with. See, that when you with a woman that views you as a beta male provider, it's always a fucking cold room. And it's always this lack of affection. So in your head, you always feel like, well, goddamn, who is she getting that from? And men need that affection. I'm talking about in a relationship. I don't need it because I'm dealing with multiple women. But when you relying on one woman, when you get all your affection and sex from one woman, you need that affection. Because let's just be honest, life is hard. And life is stressful, especially when you're not on your purpose and you're doing what you love. Let's just say you're just doing a job, it pays the bill, all right, and you're planning on getting on your purpose, but right now you're just doing a regular job, right? The affection from your woman can make your whole day seem better. Even if the rest of the day is shit, that affection from your woman can brighten up the whole fucking day. When you ain't even getting that from your fucking woman, it just like life sucks. So I go to work, cold job, I hate my job, I come home, and I got a girl, but I really don't got a girl. I don't got no fucking affection. I don't really get no signs of intimacy or none of that bullshit. We only have sex when I initiate it. And then even then, she tells you she got a headache half the fucking time. Okay, guys? So you always have this insecurity. So basically, if you're going to accept being a beta male provider, then you just going to always have these insecurities of her fucking around on you. Let me just say it like that. Okay, guys? And like I said, I'm not changing what I said. Ain't nothing wrong with if she think you're a beta male provider. What I'm saying is fuck and keep it moving. That's all I'm fucking saying, guys. The next one, guys, you're always fearful of losing her to another guy with more money. So when you have attracted a woman with your money, all right, and I guess this would go in the level of another insecurity. What ends up happening is there's always a guy with more money. Do y'all guys understand? When you attract a woman with your personality, well, you can't attract a woman with your personality. This is how attraction works. You attract a woman with your looks, status, or your money, right? The way you can provide, the way you look, or your status. In that situation of attracting her, your personality builds the attachment. All right, none of those other three things that you use builds an attachment. Only get your foot in the fucking door. Okay? So if you, the attachment is only built with your personality, as in who you are. If a woman views another guy as more, if a woman is only with you for your looks, if she finds a guy that's more attractive than you, she will leave. if you if a woman, so like if you use those other three to attract a woman in the door, guys, and you don't ever build the attachment with your personality, there's always another guy that's going to probably could have more status, more money, or better looking in her eyes. Better looking in her eyes. That don't mean he's better looking to everybody in the world. In her eyes than you. And so, therefore, once you've attracted the woman, if you haven't built some kind of attachment with your personality, that woman can always leave. Period. There will always be another guy that's better looking, has more status, and has more money than you. That's what I'm saying. So you can't keep a woman with anything but your personality. Once you built the attachment with your personality, as in who you are, and she likes your personality, and you've gotten her emotionally attached to who you are, those other things become null and void. Do y'all guys understand? So once you built the attachment, status becomes null and void. You is all she see. You is all she see. As far as looks, you're the most handsome thing. Nothing else is more handsome. And I put it to you guys, so y'all guys understand what the fuck I'm saying. So anybody on here that's ever been in love, I want you to think, in that period of time that you was in love, did any woman look better than your girl? I think back to when I was in love. I don't even remember seeing other women. I swear for God, guys, I remember I've been in love a couple of times in my life, and I swear for God, I don't even think I remember seeing other women. It's like they don't exist. And I'm not fucking kidding you guys. It's like they don't fucking, it's like you go through the day, and it's like I don't even see other women. When I was in love in my 20s, it's like other women don't fucking exist. And that's the same way it is when a woman is in love with you. It's like other guys just don't exist. How many of my high value men over here that you know you got your shit together, and you went up to a woman and she act like you wasn't even there? That's because she's attached to somebody. You don't even fucking exist. And I'm talking to my guys who you know you have a high sexual market value. I'm talking about to the guys over here that know that women typically throw themselves at you. So you know who you know what I'm talking about. And you went up to a woman and she act like you didn't even exist. Like you was a ghost. It's like you might as well have been talking to your fucking self. And that's how powerful love and an attachment is, guys. I don't really like the word love. I like an attachment, because love indicates that it might be something about you. I believe a person becomes attached to you, right, as in the way you make them feel. All right? Some people like to say love. I guess you could say love, but I think it's more of an attachment, because when you stop making them feel that way, then all of a sudden they don't love you no more. Okay, guys? And so, just to touch on that a little bit, y'all guys wondering what happens. Well, what usually happens to that is once men start falling in love, we start getting weak, all right? And that's typically what happens. So when a man falls in love with a woman and he puts all his love into a woman, typically what ends up happening is a man loses a little strength. And so he starts compromising too much with his woman, and he stops being a leader as much. And so the attachment starts to lose, because the man becomes too much of a compromiser. I believe that a relationship should be about compromise. But what happens when a man falls in love? He starts over-compromising. And then, so the woman starts to become the leader, and the man starts to become too weak. All right, this is why you have to stay on your purpose and shit like that, and not put a woman too high priority in your life, because that's how you lose the attachment, because now the woman is not chasing your validation. It looks like you're chasing hers. Okay, guys? But that's how that works, guys. All right. Next, the sex stops. So what happens is, guys, the sex stops either when you get in a relationship or marriage, particularly married. All right, the sex stops. So the woman will have sex with you to get what she wants, to get the commitment. Then the sex stops, okay? Because the sex was only a tool to get the relationship, to get the commitment. And now, so for, if you think, as any of my guys over here that's trying to be a beta male provider, if you think that the little sex she's issuing you out now, just understand that that's going to come to a screeching halt once she has a commitment. Okay, y'all guys got to understand that when a woman is with a beta male provider, sex is a tool. Okay? And so there is no need to have sex with you that much now, because the tool, her priority was to get a relationship. Now that she got the relationship, the sex is going to stop. The attraction is just not there for you. And this causes more issues, because now the men start acting almost like begging for sex. I mean, just begging for sex. And now it becomes an issue where we got to have a talk about, you know, what's going on, or you feel like she's cheating on you. It's just a horrible situation, guys. If you ever going to try to get in a relationship with a woman who views you as a sex, a beta male provider, I'm telling you right now, once you get in the commitment, it ain't even got to be marriage. It can just be, hey, we're in a monogamous relationship, it'll stop. Okay, guys? Next, they control the relationship with sex. So anytime you don't give them what they want, they use sex as a fucking tool, because they don't lust after you. So it becomes a bargaining chip. So she says, hey, I want to go to Hawaii for this vacation. And you like, hey, I want to go to Paris. What you end up getting is the cold shoulder and your back turned to you. And now she's using it as manipulation. All right. So now sex is now a manipulating tool. All right. Because here's the thing, like a guy like me that dates and stuff like this, how a woman thinks, if I don't give it to him, he's just going to get it from somewhere else, or he's going to stop fucking with me. Once you've given a woman a relationship, all right, and she becomes your only source of sex, well, now you got to come to me. Now, understand now, this is only for a beta male provider. Obviously, if she views you as an alpha male, she respects that you're in abundance. See, women are not stupid, guys. Y'all guys got to understand this. Women know when a man knows why she's with him. See, she knows. So she knows you're in scarcity. Okay? So if you, as a beta male provider, the woman knows that you know why she's with you. The woman knows that if you weren't able to provide for her, you wouldn't be there. She wouldn't be there. So in that essence, she knows that you're in scarcity. Do y'all guys understand that? She knows you're in scarcity. So she knows you're not, you know, you not knocking them down like that. She knows that she's your only source of sex. If a woman gets with a dude that's an alpha male, or she perceives as an alpha male, I don't believe in no just a straight up alpha male, a guy she perceives as an alpha male, what she knows is this dude's in abundance. So either he's going to dump her ass, or he's going to go get it somewhere else. So that is motivation for her not to withhold sex. You, on the other hand, she knows you're in scarcity, so she is going to use it as a fucking tool, because she knows that you're not in abundance, because she knows that if you were in abundance, you would never get with a woman that's with you for what you can provide. Do y'all guys understand that? Women are not stupid. They know that you know why they're with you. I'm telling you that right now. If you think that they don't know, she knows. She knows that you've accepted being a beta male provider. That, in other words, you don't have no respect for yourself. Do y'all guys get that? She understand that. They're not stupid, guys. That's, you know what? That's sort of like a woman being your side chick, accepting being your side chick. You can never respect that. You can never respect a woman accepting being your side chick for 3 fucking years. Maybe you can understand that, okay, she's been my side chick for 3 months, you know, hoping that I'll leave my wife or leave my girl. This woman been your side chick for 2 years, you don't respect her. She don't got no self-respect. All right? If she has some fucking self-respect, she'll go find her own fucking man. That's the same way it is how a woman views a man that's with her and accepts being a beta male provider. You don't got no respect for yourself, so why should I respect you? Next one, guys. You're on eggshells half the fucking time because you know she uses sex as a fucking tool. So any of you guys who've never been in a relationship with a woman gaslighted you before. I've been in a situation like that before, where a woman gaslighted me before, and I was scared to breathe. All right, the bitch had gaslighted me. How the bitch gaslighted the bitch? She was said some girls walked into the restaurant, right? And I just looked up at the bitches. And then she told me, you looking at them women? And I'm like, I'm not looking at these women. And she told me, I saw you looking at them women. She did it then she did it another time at a Christmas party or a Thanksgiving party. And she's claimed I was looking at the girls at the Thanksgiving party. For about a couple of weeks, until I stopped fucking with her ass, guys, I kid you not, I was scared to even look at another woman. Because I'm talking about literally like I want to have my head down because I'm scared the bitch might try to say I'm looking at some damn body. All right? So in a situation like this, when you with a woman that's with whole sex, what ends up happening is you walk on eggshells because you don't want to upset her because you know you ain't going to get no ass for a while. So you don't want to be... See, the greatest tool that a man have is abundance. That makes a woman get right. That makes a woman going to suck your dick. Bitch, you going to do whatever I tell you because when a woman sees you as a beta male provider, she knows you're in scarcity. She knows that. She knows that. You're in scarcity. So... By you being in scarcity, she controls the relationship with sex. That naturally is going to put you on eggshells. That naturally, you don't want to be on fucking eggshells. You don't want to be in one of these situations where y'all don't upset mommy today because, you know, mama going to be upset. You don't want to be in a situation where you are scared to upset your woman. You got to walk around on fucking eggshells half the fucking time, scared to fucking breathe. Okay, guys? So that's another reason why you don't want to be with a woman and accept being a beta male provider. Who the fuck want to be on eggs? What'll end up happening is she'll say, hey, stop and get some eggs from the store. You'll be at the store scared to fucking get the wrong eggs. I mean, you literally just don't know what the fucking... I mean, you literally like, if I get the wrong eggs, this bitch gonna be tripping. It don't work that way. As a beta male provider, the woman controls the relationship because she controls the sex. It don't work that way. Okay, guys? Last one, guys, is she can be very disrespectful. If you're going to be with a woman that accepts you as a beta male provider and she knows you in scarcity, what's going to end up happening is from time to time you run a risk of her emasculating you, being very disrespectful. What she'll do is she'll purposely try to do it in front of other people, all right, to let them know who's running their fucking relationship. All right, she'll blatantly be disrespectful. She'll have a tendency, when y'all out in public, to show everybody, I run this over here. I'm the leader of this fucking household, which emasculates you guys. Okay? So you cannot... The only power that a man has with a woman, this is the only trump card we have, is abundance. She has to know that you don't tolerate no foolishness. If you're with a woman and you accept being a beta male provider... She knows you're in scarcity. So you have no card to fucking play. And for any guy that say, I could be a beta male provider and be in abundance, that's like jumbo shrimp. That don't even make sense. That just don't even make sense. If you're in abundance, you would never accept your girlfriend as somebody who's just with you for what you can provide. That just don't even make sense. So you definitely are in scarcity because you definitely feel like this is all you can fucking do. Okay? All right, so unless you're going to be one of these beta male providers like that's like got some status, okay, or something like that, then yes, if you're like a beta male provider with some fucking status, then yes, like theoretically you could be in abundance. But other than that, the average Joe that accepts being a fucking beta male provider, and for all y'all guys that, let me think of a, like Kevin Hart, y'all guys know that woman with him as a beta male provider. But even as being a beta male provider, his status still gives him access to other women. So I wouldn't say he's in scarcity. That's what I'm saying. But obviously, Nico, whatever the fuck she is, obviously she's with the dude for what he can provide. All y'all guys know that. I'm not telling y'all guys some of y'all don't fucking know. But obviously who he is going to prevent him from being in scarcity because obviously he's on his fucking purpose. So he's not going to be in scarcity. But for the average guy, that's just not going to be you. You're going to be in, if you accept that, you're in scarcity. Okay, guys? So that's what I got to say about that, guys. Don't accept being a beta male provider. deal with your insecurities, overcome those insecurities, just learn to accept them. None of us are perfect. Every time I do an insecurity video, I name out something else wrong with my ass. The list get longer and longer every time I do a fucking video. I'm not perfect. You not meant to be fucking perfect. You gonna have to learn to accept them fucking flaws and never accept being a fucking beta male provider. I'm not saying don't fuck them hoes, but never accept this shit in a fucking relationship. All right, guys. All right, I'll get back with you guys.